Hello, everyone. Welcome to On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. On Point, keeping you focused in the right direction. I'm blessed to be here. I'm Vincent T. Edwards, Mr. Speaker. Please visit the Bishop's website at robertgrudolph.org. There you can listen to previous podcast episodes, stay informed of the Bishop's events and his services, know what's going on, and please tell your friends and family about this podcast. It's also available on the Apple platform. Today, we're going to continue with part two of a two-part series dealing with a responsible minister, coming from the book of Hebrews chapter 13. Hello, Bishop Rudolph. Looking good as always, man. Looking sharp there.
Mr. Speaker, how are you, sir?
Thank you very much.
All is well.
All is well. All is well. God is good all the time. I'm just looking forward to the next move of God, the next step that he wants me to make. How about yourself, you and your jurisdiction?
Same here, sir. We're excited about what God is doing, not only in St. Martin, but in this country as well. And I look forward to going and spending time with the saints in just a few weeks at our convocation there in St. Martin and Phillipsburg. Thank God for that assignment, and we appreciate the Lord. Hey, Mr. Speaker, I am excited about part two of this series called A Responsible Minister. And our scripture has been Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verse 17. But before we get into that, let us have a word of prayer. Father, again, we thank you for this opportunity to minister to your people via this podcast. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, Mr. Speaker, again, we talked about being a responsible minister. And I told the people who were listening last time that this particular passage of scripture, a lot of the slave owners and slave masters used this scripture to keep, and many times to, as the stories would go, many times they would keep them submissive. And this is what they would say. They would say, obey them that have the rule over you. This is Hebrews 13 and 7. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. And they would only read that particular part of the verse because they were using it for not a good purpose. And we all know that slavery was a very dark period in the history of our country. And I'm so thankful that God has blessed us as a people to move from one point to another. But I want to read this particular passage of scripture, but I want to put emphasis upon the second part of the scripture. And it says, not only obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. That's important. For they watch for your souls as they that must give account. They watch for your souls as they that must give account. Again, we're talking about a responsible minister, a responsible minister. I mentioned to you that the number one goal, the number one ambition of every minister should be to reach souls for Jesus Christ and to bring them into the church and into the work of the Lord. That's number one. But today I want to talk about two other areas that makes the minister responsible. And the first area that I want to discuss with the people on today is, well, now that a person has been changed, now that their life has been changed, now that they have given their heart to Jesus Christ, what is the next step? Because a lot of times we do that, but we don't move on from that step. Well, I would suggest to every minister that not only should you minister to the soul, but I think also you need to minister to the total man. And I think it was Bishop Nathaniel Wells from the state of Michigan in Western Michigan. He had this ministry called Total Man Ministry, and I want to use that concept on today. Not only should we be concerned about their souls and their heart and making sure that they receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, but also, in my opinion, I think that we need to also help individuals get from one place to another in their lives. What do you mean? Well, I want to take off the spiritual hat. And I want to put on the natural hat because I want them to see where they are in life and what I can do to help them. And when I have an opportunity to talk to parishioners, I talk to them. I make sure that they're committed to the Lord. That's very important to me because I want them to have eternal life according to the scripture. But I also talk to them and say, what are your goals? What are your dreams? What are your ambitions? And you'd be surprised, Mr. Speaker, there are a lot of people that say, I would love to go back to school. I would love to complete my undergraduate degree. I would love to go on and receive a master's, or even some people would even say, I'd love to get a doctorate. Well, to me, the minister should not only minister to them spiritually, but the minister should also minister to them in the natural sense. What are you doing, or what can you do to make your life better? And in many cases, it does mean pursuing an education and getting from where they are to where they would like to go. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think the preacher needs, or the minister needs, to be a cheerleader. I think the minister needs to be a cheerleader, and the minister needs to be able to push those parishioners from where they are to a higher level of education, to a higher level of certification on their jobs, whatever the case is. To me, that's very important. And then also, sometimes it's good to have that encouragement from the minister because they see the minister as someone who is a human being. They don't put that person on a pedestal. You develop a relationship with them, not just being so common with an individual, but you develop a relationship with them so that they realize you care about them individually. You're not just concerned about their souls. That's important. But you're also concerned about their day-to-day walk, their education, their background, their dreams, their goals, their ambitions. What is it that they want to do? Any thoughts on that, Mr. Speaker, before I go into another point I'd like to use on today?
Oh, that is truly important. One thing that was coming to my mind was a quote, and I can't remember who said it, but it's something to the effect of people don't want to know how much you know until they know how much you care. And as a minister of God, we have to care about the total man. You know, we can preach all day long, but if I'm hungry, how do you help me develop skills, knowledge, and things of that nature in order to provide for my family, in order for me to be a man, in order for me to be a leader in my home? And that is very important. It's more than the Bible. It's about life. How do you help me? And that is powerful, Bishop, because it puts another aspect on ministry. It's not that I just need to know the scripture, but I need to know other things outside of here to help people navigate the waters of life. And it forces ministers to have to continue to develop and grow themselves.
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree. So make sure that you get to know something about those people you serve in the church as a minister, and get to know them and where they are looking toward opportunities in life. And that's important. Another thing that I want to bring to your attention and to those people who are listening is not only should we look at education and other means of certifications and so on and so forth, but I think it's very important that every Christian, every person who is a citizen of our country, they need to be politically astute. Now, I'm not saying that you have to join one political party or another and you have to be involved on the party committee or at a state level. I'm not saying that you have to go to a national committee being a delegate, those types of things. And you may not even be involved in a political campaign. But when I say politically astute, I mean that we need to some type of way teach the citizens of the church. This is the world of government. This is these are the people that we have elected to serve us in various capacities. And do you know what these individuals are supporting? Our legislature is in session now, And there are a lot of things that the legislature is considering right now. Well, most ministers, as I have talked to them during coffee breaks, as I have talked to them in breaks that we might have and going to various things, most individuals may or may not know what's actually being presented in the legislatures now. And so when something passes, they automatically think, well, why didn't somebody do something about it? Well, we didn't monitor legislation. We didn't look at what was being offered. And I think it's very important that we are politically astute. When people come into our neighborhoods, when people come into churches or into public places, and we hear them speak, I think it's very important, or at least this is what I do. I keep in touch with those individuals over the next 2 years or 4 years of an election cycle, because their office might be up for grabs in another 2 years. It might be up for grabs in another 4 years. And I sit down and I talk with them on a week to week or maybe even a month to month basis of seeing just what they have supported and what they plan to support and why. I don't want to just vote for somebody because they're in one party or another. I don't want to just vote for an individual because they have a good soundbite or I think that they would be a good office holder. But I make certain and I look at the things that they support. And it's very important for me to see what those issues are and understand those issues. And if I disagree, I write a letter. I will see them personally and talk to them. To me, I think we need to be politically astute. Gone is the day that people come to a church or to a community and make all these promises, and then you never hear from them or see them until another election cycle. But I think it's very important that we hold them accountable. We hold them accountable, and we keep in touch with them to see exactly what they are doing. I just think God wants us to be involved in more than just preaching and teaching on Sunday morning and leading hymns and leading prayers. I believe that we need to be active in the political process. Now, again, am I saying that you should run for office? No. Am I saying that you should be at every city council meeting, every legislative hearing, you know, every congressional hearing? No, I'm not saying that. But I do believe that we need to know what is going on in our country. And when they discuss various issues, I think it's very important that we deal with those issues. Your state, my state are going through, we happen to have political office holders that have different views on various things. And I am keeping up with those things that they're supporting or the lack thereof. So to me, it is vitally important that you're a Christian, that you're saved, that you're dedicated to God, that you have eternal life. I think that it's very important that as a Christian, that you move further in your education. If that's what you have a desire to do, if you have a dream, a goal, an ambition, and you want to do that, go right ahead and do it. But I also think that all of us need to be politically astute and know exactly what our office holders are doing and hold them accountable. So that way, when the election cycle comes again, we can say, why didn't you support this, or you supported this because of? To me, that's important, Mr. Speaker.
Most definitely, Bishop. We need to know what's going on, and especially how it affects our communities, our state, our counties. We must know. The one thing came to my mind is my people perish for lack of knowledge. And I understand the scriptures dealing with the knowledge of God. However, God does ordain government, and we need to understand what the government is doing and how it affects us. Sometimes they want to come up with things that affect the church, but a lot of times it's local politics that plays an important role on what's going on in your personal neck of the woods. So I agree, Bishop. Being a minister involves more than the gospel. Being a minister, it involves caring for people, loving people, and staying in touch with what's going on so that you can help to develop the total man.
Very important, very vital to what is happening in our Christian life as well as in our natural life. I think we need to be very familiar with the secular as well as the spiritual. That's so important. And I hope and pray that as a responsible minister, that people will do exactly that, that they will be not only concerned about a person's soul, but they're concerned about the total man. That is so, so important to the success of the ministry of a preacher, of a teacher, of a gospel, or an ordained minister of the gospel. It is so important, total man ministry. And I look forward to continuing in that perspective in the future.
Great teaching on today, Bishop. I'm going to ask that you close us out with prayer and pray for those of us who are in the ministry, that we stay focused on the total man, everything that is needed in order to grow a church and to grow individuals, and that we have love for one another.
Father, we thank you again for this podcast, a wonderful way of reaching all kinds of people. Now, God, I ask that you would touch every minister. Help them to be responsible for your people. Help them to realize that they are to minister in such a way that it would touch someone's heart, where they would say, I want to be saved. And Father, also help them to understand that it's more to preaching and leading hymns and doing prayers on Sunday morning. Let us be able to talk to our parishioners and ask them as a minister, what are your goals? What are your dreams? What are your ambitions? And how can I help you get from one point to another? And then also, God, another important factor of ministry is for us to make certain that the citizens within the church understand that they are citizens and that they need to be politically astute to know what's going on around them and the issues that affect them as well as those who will come behind them. Now, God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this ministry, this podcast. And God, I ask that you would bless all ministers, regardless of their denomination, touch them and lead them now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And thanks to everyone who's listening. Please let your family, friends, and colleagues know about this wonderful podcast. It's available at robertgrudolph.org as well as on the Apple platform. You've been listening to On Point with Bishop Robert G. Rudolph. On Point, always keeping you focused in the right direction.